Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to Mindset Monday. Today we're talking about youth wrestling camps, especially for the real young athletes. Young athletes, barely kids.
We're trying to develop athletes. That's right. We might be jumping the gun calling them athletes, but
we have young kids here, so we have as far as boys, got two boys, 3 and 2. I have 3 kids, my little daughter. And then you have your 3 boys who are, 7, 6, and 3?
Boys are 6, 5, and 3. So we just had the Clark Township Youth Wrestling Camp. And so to give you a little background, we had, I think it was 51 total. We're going to call them athletes again. Athletes, little wrestlers, grasshoppers, however you want to address them. 51, I think about 30 of them, 30 or 31 were kindergarten and first grade. So we're talking about basically the youngest of young for a wrestling camp. Most, I'd say probably 90% of the people at this camp, it was their first wrestling camp ever in life.
And we've been talking about this a lot because, again, as young fathers with young kids, we're thinking about how do we set our kids up for success? How do we build champions? So we're like many of you parents that are on this call. What do the kids need to be doing? What should we be doing during the camp? How can they grow? So here's some of the lessons we learned.
Yeah, and I would say if this is something that's an interesting topic and you want to learn more, we've thought about this, diving into this a little bit and bringing on some other young dads with young kids who are doing a good job and who are not necessarily doing a good job, people that are really thinking about, how do you develop your kid? How do you develop the motivation, really? How do you get them to love the sport? Because that's really where you're at. And obviously, you can't make somebody love it. But you could fan the flames and you could do some things that, they have a better chance of falling in love with the sport than if you didn't do them. So we'll go into some of those. And first of all, I have a couple notes on, just maybe the logistics of building a good camp. So I think about clinicians, right? It's getting a bunch of different clinicians. So they're seeing a lot of different people during the camp. I coached the rec last year. So a lot of them have been seeing me and then a couple other coaches. And we were there, but more as helpers. So we brought in different clinicians. Gene was there. Our younger brother, Father Greg, was the last clinician yesterday. We had the high school wrestling coach of the town, Gianni Gione, former Penn wrestler as well. We had our club coach growing up, Gene Lazark, the exclusive wrestling club of the Zanetti brothers. We went there from middle school, high school, and college. Our first mentor in wrestling, Gerard Perez, owner of Joker Wrestling, he was there. Did a great job presenting to the kids. He was the first coach that really developed the love in the sport for us. Coach Joffrey, he's been coaching since I was probably started wrestling, definitely before I started wrestling. But I remember him coaching our rival town I must have been in third grade. So my second year of wrestling. And he's coaching at the local high school, St. Thomas Aquinas. And then one of our former Mindset clients, now Mindset coach, Ray Jazikoff. So So he's on the Mindset team right now. He's doing a lot of our social media. He's a Mindset coach. Many of you have probably seen him presenting at your wrestling club or your camp. He's all over New Jersey doing a great job for Wrestling Mindset. So bring in clinicians.
I had them in a different boat.
Yes. Then you have the local wrestlers. So people that wrestle in the town. So that's going to go into point number one. So we're talking about giving these kids some heroes, people to look up to, right? We want to give them heroes. And I think that's where it comes into the wrestlers in town. And, you know, G and I, we were talking about how when we were younger, we looked up to the wrestlers in the town. And some of them weren't nearly as good as the wrestlers that were at this camp. You know, we're talking people in town. We have Andy Trzynski. He's a two-time state champ. He wrestles at Del Barton. He's going to wrestle at the University of Pennsylvania, our alma mater, coming this fall. Two-time state champ, three-time finalist. Alessio Parentin, also from Clark. He just took fourth as a freshman and finished second in the cadets, 16 under, at Fargo. So second best in the country. John Poznanski, Rutgers All-American, is a true freshman. He took fourth. He's there donating his time. He lives in the town next door. He's from Colonia, which is right next to Clark. And then you have other wrestlers on their team. You got a shout out. We had Nick was there, Zach, Matt, and then I'm probably missing a few from the Clark wrestling team, ALJ High School. And these are people that my kids see at their camp counselors. You know, they see them just in town, and these are people that they look up to. So
they came over swimming. No, not my house. When we were at mom's before the whole thing, our mom hosting us and our children before the wrestling camp, everyone gets together and your son, Johnny, goes, Joey Ortega was at the camp. So that's what he's thinking about. Local toughie, state, you know, went to the States, high caliber guy, but that's what he's thinking of. So these kids need that. And it's not just that way. There's other people, you know, I mean, think about them. I mean, the St. Joe's coach was there, Mike Carbone, St. Joe's Metuchen. Matt Dwyer was helping coach, a Penn wrestler with us, our teammate. Alex Novak, Hofstra wrestler. We take a lot of the stuff for granted because we see these guys like, we're looking at them more as our buddies. These are college level wrestlers, people who are far better than the people we were looking up to when we were younger.
Yep. And then the coaches for the season, we had like our friends, now the parents. That's another thing that's an important part of a local youth camp. The parents who are helping run this, there's the clinicians, they show up for their clinic, which is great. But then there's the people who are moving mats, mopping mats, helping us move the mats, like the stuff that's really powering the camp logistically. And then you have people, my friends, Enrique, Christian, Pete, Adrian in town. It's like people don't realize that they're running. We acknowledge them at the end, but they're running this camp as well. So getting the parents involved, that's a really important point.
Some of these moms too are all in.
That's the other thing I said, I have down here, family, right? Getting the family involved. My wife is helping. She's passing out the shirts, right? Making sure that the kids don't run on the mat. My two brothers, you and Father Greg, clinicians at the camp. My boys were there, my five-year-old and my six-year-old. So they're wrestling. So, I mean, it's an awesome thing for me as a parent. It really couldn't ask for much more there. But you're seeing that the whole community is there. And one of the, I thought, unique things is that you have the wrestlers, like you mentioned, Joey Ortega, who wrestles at ALJ High School, and then the three other wrestlers I mentioned. But then you have the Del Barton wrestlers that are from Clark. You have this St. Thomas Aquinas coach who lives in Clark, who's giving back to Clark. You have the St. Joe's Metuchen coach who lives in Clark, giving back to Clark. You have so all the people from different schools, you know, they feel that pride for the town that they live in, and the fact that they're giving back. That's another thing, just showing the selflessness of some of the wrestlers that are, you know, they're still competing, they're still trying to climb the mountain, and they're giving back in their community, which is just awesome.
And a lot of times the mistake that the parents make is we think a little bit too much about our own kid, and we're not thinking about the environment that's around them. We just kind of like take that for granted, but that's not to be taken for granted. A lot of the top wrestlers had that sense of community. And you go back to our interview with Anthony Ashenold after he won the NCAAs, and he said that his father, Mr. Ashenold, who our mom actually went to school with, they'd known each other forever, basically, and his mentality was, don't even spend so much time – Not that he wasn't spending time focusing on his kid, he was, but he thought a lot about building up South Plainfield wrestling so that by the time his kids came up, because remember, Billy Ashenault was also Rutgers wrestler, round away from being an All-American, and basically had some bad calls round the 12 at the NCAAs when he had that Seeger locked. But, you know, built a great program, and the kids had that experience. That's why when it came time for college, Anthony Ashenault, he wanted to go to Rutgers. People were shocked. It's like, well, why shocked? He had the whole community there. This is what he loved about wrestling. So this is what we're thinking about. It's not just, yes, of course, you want your kid to get better, but if you build the surroundings, it's going to be more enjoyable.
A quick break from today's podcast. Wrestling season is here. Wrestling Mindset is the number one wrestling-specific program anywhere in the world. This season, make sure to work with a Wrestling Mindset coach to get the mental edge so that you can build confidence, stay motivated, and bring out your best when it means the most. Wrestling Mindset works with hundreds of wrestlers and teams each year. We have a special offer this season for our podcast listeners. Go to our website at WrestlingMindset.com, click on the free trial session, type your name and information. In the last section, you'll see additional information. Type in podcast discount. Wrestlers will receive a $100 discount and teams will have a $200 discount for any team program. Again, go to WrestlingMindset.com, click on the free trial session, type in podcast discount under additional information. Wrestlers will receive a $100 discount in their first month and teams will receive a $200 discount in any team program. Get the mental edge today. Now back to our podcast.
And we know the number one reason, and I know this is bleeding now into the number two, but the number one reason why people play sports is because it's fun. So it's got to be fun. That has to be an emphasis at the camp. We're playing sports as kids. Go ahead.
So saying with the community, it's like heroes we're saying is number one, right? Having some people that they could look up to. You know, I want to be like this kid. I want to learn from him. I want to work hard like him to earn what he has earned, right? So that's a part. And then there's the fun. It's like the good thing about a township camp is that a lot of your friends are there. You know, now you could go to a camp across the country, and I'm not saying you shouldn't do that at some point. That's going to be important, but you're with all your friends. So it's going to make it easier to have fun. And I think sometimes we just think so much about, you know, just the technique, the X's and the O's, you know, oh, they're going to learn more here. I mean, they're going to learn a lot from these great coaches, but at the same time, you know, their friends are there, and it's just going to automatically make it more fun and more memorable.
Yeah. And if you have a skilled coach that's thinking about building in wrestling, you could be training the kid. It could be like a Mr. Miyagi, wax on, wax off. Daniel San didn't realize he was training. And then all of a sudden he knew what he was doing. It's a theatrical metaphor, but it does hold. I mean, we've heard some parents say, first of all, we had an unbelievable, positivity that, right. But at certain points, some of the parents say, oh, why aren't they wrestling? You know, why aren't they wrestling a little bit more? Because, and we fell into this trap too. When we were high school, we went to the Edge, which was like the first wrestling club almost ever. And we're like, oh, they're playing dodgeball. They were doing flips. It's like, we want to do technique. We didn't get it at the time. Then you go to college and you realize they're playing mat ball. This was all designed to have some fun, warm your body up, build some coordination. And then a lot of times doing the flips is making you more athletic for wrestling. And that's what we're explaining to some of the parents there, that they want the kids to learn technique. It's like, sir, your son is holding a leg up in the air. We're doing a drill where your kid is holding someone else's leg up in the air and he's falling down. We're not going to talk about technique if your kid can't hold the leg when he's on 2 feet and his partner's on 1 foot. So when we build the kid more athletically, we're thinking about him wrestling, but it might not be in the way the standard wrestling parent is thinking. So, and it's having fun. You could do it. And Daniel-san is Mr. Miyagi is the theatrical metaphor for this.
And there was a guy wearing a Miyagi shirt at the camp yesterday or two days ago. The other important thing for a youth camp is they start to learn how to work hard. So it can't all be fun and games, right? It's wrestling. We know it's going to be, it's going to be tough at points, but having some conditioning, having some drilling, you know, even when they're really young, they're not going to be able to drill. Like, they're so young where they're not going to be able to drill well. But even it's like, follow along with what I'm doing. Watch the older guys drill, you know, watch the high school wrestlers drill. And then my younger brother, Father Greg, was doing a lot of, you know, follow me. And you were doing the same thing with them. And it's like, it's not easy. Follow me. Cartwheels, rolls, stance, motion, sprawl, shoot. Things like that are going to be tough, but it's important that they start to understand that they're going to have to work under, like, at least seeing, you know, people drill hard, feeling some conditioning where it's like, you know, they start to, cause you slowly, you don't want to just start up here, right? It's got to be built up where it's like, if you go too hard, you're going to put them off. They're not going to want to do it. But But if you start to do that gradually, then it becomes like, all right, I can do this at first, and it becomes fun. So you're doing it in a fun way, but it's got to be gradual. So they got to start doing that when they're young at a lower level. And then the other thing I have is just learning by games is an important thing, right? When you have a youth wrestling camp, try to incorporate as many games as possible. They love the battle royale that you did. Everybody starts in a little circle and you push them out. And you can look at it, it's like not too much wrestling, but you know, you got to have hands on people. If you want to push someone out, you got to put hands on them. You got to make contact.
And you got to know where you are on the mat. So it's like you're dealing with kids who are like the ultimate of beginners here. So it's when you're thinking in terms of you're going to teach the kid how to run a bar. You're going to teach the kid an inside reach single, shelf it, get the leg up high, convert it, and then switch it to a chop arm tilt. It's like, what are you thinking about? Get the kid to know where he is on the mat, balance, keep yourself in bounds, be aggressive. As simple as that is, that's what you need. So creating games like that where it gets them out of their shell. Look, and I mean, you do a battle royal and everyone's in the middle. You're going to be aggressive. You're going to get shoved out quick.
Battle royal or battle royale?
Battle royal.
That was one of our favorites, WWE, back in the day.
That's even more, that makes even a lot more sense than the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble, one person comes out at a time. That matters. I mean, Ric Flair, he was the good one when he did it, when he'd be in the third person in.
And then the Iron Horse.
Take out Sid Justice and Hulk Hogan at the tail end, who like eliminated themselves or whatever. But no, it's like Battle Royal. Everyone starts in at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good.
The kids love that. But yeah, building in games, it's like the foot touch game, the knee touch, sumo wrestling, things like that, where they're learning positioning. But it's fun. They're learning through games. That's obviously going to be really important at a youth wrestling camp. More important than the technique.
And who we learned a lot of the stuff from. We talked about Valentin Kalika, who spoke about the importance of games at a young age. That was big. We watch a lot of Mike Krause. He's got just great stuff. So we're copying from him. And then we also see base wrestling. Andy Rovat, Jake Herbert. You should be absolutely watching that on YouTube. They're teaching you the progressions of how to make the kids more athletic and build the foundation. It's all taken from the Russians. So why reinvent the wheel? And we're playing Simon Says with the kids. And then when a person wins, whether it's the Battle Royal or Simon Says, we're putting them on our heads and they're getting run around the mat. And we're thinking, oh, it's like a little bit silly. But no, when we did that, we put the kids on our heads and we ran them around the mat. Parents are snapping pictures of that. So imagine your kid, what'd you say? It's the kid's second day of wrestling, this kid's second time he's ever wrestled, and now he's being recognized in front of a group of 50 people for Simon Says, but it's at a wrestling camp getting run around the mat.
That's right.
Makes you feel good.
Yeah, the parents like it, you know. They kept coming back. We had about 50 kids in the last day, so same first and last. That was a pretty cool thing. And then the last piece that's important, even at a youth wrestling camp, even with the greenest of amateurs, is going to be incorporating mindset training. Now I get it. You can't hold the audience for too long, right? They got to try to get them tired and then talk to them for a little bit, but they're never too young to start developing their minds. And we're not just talking about through working hard. We're talking about specific mindset training. And Ray Jazikoff, who's one of our mindset coaches, he was there. He took them through the mindset principles. You know, we gave them away to some of the kids who did the best job. See the mindset principles over there in the corner. I got them in my office too. And, you know, going through those, Father Greg talked about building virtue. You know, again, how much time can you really talk to these guys? They're young. Even the older group is second through fifth grade. So they're still very young, but they're developing the important things outside of the skills of wrestling, right? Your mindset has to be talked about. It has to be addressed. You know, effort and attitude more important than winning. About building virtue, building character. You know, Coach Joffrey, he gave a presentation to the group at the end. And he's talking about, too, it's like applying these skills to the rest of their life. You know, he's even saying, he's like, some of you might not wrestle in 2 years. It might take time up, but you might come back to the sport 5 years later. You know, or even if you don't, you could apply these skills to football, to baseball, to playing the guitar, playing the piano. It doesn't really matter. So if you're building virtue, if you're developing your mindset, you win no matter what, because you could use those skills for life. So you have to start to implement that at every camp, I'd say at literally every single age. You're muted.
Absolutely. It's these kids are they're growing. They're learning skills. They're having fun. Community, friends, they're getting mindset. And not to directly have mindset is an issue because, right, they're not going to all be wrestling. Most of them probably won't. Think about all the friends we grew up with that, you know, that stopped. But you know what? They're learning. They're learning. So it's good. They apply to school and to the rest of their life. So we'll close it there. Great stuff, youth wrestling camps. If you want to learn how to build a youth program, if you want to learn about what your kids should be learning and how to make it fun, and because remember, we're looking at the long term. Right? You want to build champions, we want to build champions too. If you're thinking too much about the technique or you're thinking too much about winning, that's a good sign you're on the wrong track. You need to, at a young age, you need to be thinking about the things that are important, and that's our wheelhouse. That's where we could help you get there. So make sure you let us know. I see you got one more thing you want to say. Also, anyone's interested in anyone else who's interested in being a mindset coach, let us know that also. Send us an email and mindset@wrestlingmindset.com. Let us know because we're always looking to bring on good people.
The last thing I was just going to say is that we have, you know, we're pulling from things like this, USA Wrestling, drills, activities, and games for wrestlers. Drills, activities, and games curriculum. You know, there's good resources out there. We're taking from Valentin Kalika. We're looking at the USA Wrestling. You know, and this is all outside of technique. We know technique's important, but if you don't build a strong foundation, the technique's not going to work against the better wrestlers. You're not going to have the horsepower to support it, or the body awareness, or the flexibility, whatever it may be. So that's it.
Right. So you're constantly learning from the best in the world. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. See what other programs have done, and have the long-term vision, not immediate success. That's not how the game is won. Even if the kid's sitting out, even if the kid get, you know, cries a little bit, whatever it might be, they're there. They're seeing it. They're listening to Eye the Tiger in the background. They're around their friends. They played, you know, whatever, dodgeball or whatever. They jumped in during certain parts. They're getting something out of it. As long as they're having fun, that's the key thing. You overcoach or you overparent, you're likely to lose the kid. Whether it's wrestling, school, business, or life, mindset makes the difference. We'll see you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.